The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. In our next hour here, please remind me, callers, if I forget. I want to get to an upcoming event. I want to remind you in every upcoming show, at least once, remind you of an upcoming event that you have a chance to attend that you will enjoy very much. Bring your family. I said in a board meeting of the American Freedom Party yesterday, I said, you know, we want to have an event that people can bring their wife and girlfriend to. And somebody said, well, Kelso, you mean wife or girlfriend? But we do. An event you can bring your wife or your husband, your girlfriend or your boyfriend to the event. And your kids. And this is June 15, 16, and 17 outside of Nashville, Tennessee. A great chance for listeners to this show to meet some other listeners, meet some of the best names in our cause. In fact, I'm going to go over a glossary of terminology here. These terms don't apply to us, but I'm going to look here at the terms that apply to our enemies, like Don and Capo. And here's one I didn't know. I heard it the other day, and I wanted to look it up. A button. Do you know what a button is in the mafia? But anyway, I'll go to those in a moment. But in our terminology here, some real, not dons in our cause, but heroes in our cause. Professor Dr. Kevin McDonald, professor of psychology, now retired, and specializing in his writing and his research in evolutionary psychology, which is a fascinating study, which helps explain how we Europeans got into the pickle we're in and how maybe we could get out of that. Dr. Tom Sunick, tremendous scholar of history. You want to meet him. These are big names in our cause, folks. Dr. Virginia Abernethy, professor emerita of Vanderbilt University. And Dr. Adrian Krieg, coming out of Florida. And what a career he has had. Natively a Swiss, been an American for a long time. And he's written many books, dozens of books. You may have read some of his books, and others like James Fields of the Council of Conservative Citizens. They'll all be there June 15, 16, and 17. The event is only $125. You get a lot for that. And the location, I was saying in the board meeting, I've never seen a better location for a Patriot meeting than the Montgomery Bell State Park, 45 minutes west of the Nashville International Airport. It's out in the countryside. It's so beautiful. It's so serene. And your hotel room, you know, you don't have to go from a motel over to the event and back and, you know, drive a car. No, you walk from your room at the inn down to meet these great people and meet your comrades in the cause, and enjoy some great food. You don't have to go off to a restaurant. It's all right there. It's all very reasonably priced. And it's just wonderful. It's so, you know, you want to go to a Patriot event at some point. Now and then you want to go to one of these events. It's good for your soul and it's good for the cause. So if you're within driving distance of Nashville, oh, shame on you if you don't come to this event. And by driving distance, I mean a long ways. I don't mean 50 miles. I mean 200 miles or more. You know, an easy day drive, let's put it that way. And I would say, what, a third of the U.S. population is within driving distance of Nashville. And then the rest of us were going to fly in. It's well worth it. I'm going to pay for a very expensive airline ticket from way out here in North Dakota, but it's well worth it. And where do you find out more about the event? Go to theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Right there on our website, you'll see a button to press for this event. Read up on it, familiarize yourself a little bit more about it, and with it. And then the tickets for the overnight stay are only $100 a night at the inn. What a bargain. The event, as I said, $125. The optional banquet, but you don't want to miss that, $35. That's going to be tasty. It's not going to be rubber chicken. That's going to be a tasty meal, well prepared by a great cooking team at this fabulous Tennessee State Park. And that's about it. You know, it's easy to do. So I want to talk about this. I'll try to get some of the speakers that will be at the event, get them as guests on the show here in the upcoming 2.5 months, so you can sort of whet your appetite. You go, I want to hear more of this Dr. Kevin McDonald. This guy's sharp. Tom Sinek, sharp. Virginia Abernethy, sharp. Adrian Krieg, whew, guy's an ace. These are people you want to meet, you know, and get to say, oh, and you're not going to be off at at a distance. It's not going to be a huge crowd. You get to meet these people personally. They'll remember you. You'll remember them. So you can actually talk with these people. It's not like a James Comey's book tour. We'll talk about that in a little while. You know, if you go to one of James Comey's book tour events, you're not going to get to meet James Comey, and not as if you would want to. But, you know, you just basically get to see him from the back of the room and, you know, then tell your friends, I saw this clown, James Comey. Or I got to jeer him or something like that. But here are these terms. Speaking about all this intimidation, not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. Well, where in the mafia structure would Samantha Power be? Would she be, I'm looking at a mob speak glossary, would she be an associate? That's someone who's almost there, who works with the wise guys. No, she's above that. Would she be a babo? That is a dope, an idiot, a useless underling. No, she's not a babo, although she, in her last tweet, she acted that way. Would she be a big earner, somebody who makes a lot of money for the family? No, that wouldn't be Samantha Power. That would be, we'll think of somebody in a moment who's brought in a lot of money. Would she be a boss? Well, that's the head of the crime family. So who's the boss in this crime family that's taken over our nation before Donald Trump? Who is the boss? This is the only one who gives permission to whack or alternatively make someone and makes money from all family operations. The a synonym for the boss is the Don. So who would you nominate as bosses or Dons? Then there's the boss of bosses, the capo di tutti capi. While no one proclaims himself to be the boss of bosses anymore, people are called the boss of bosses. And the boss of bosses, the capo di tutti capi, presides over commission meetings. You can be broken, which means demoted in rank or knocked down. The brigade is a crime family, or the borgata. Let's see, a button. Now, I didn't know this one. I heard somebody say that some of these people in this syndicate are buttons. A button is a made member of the mafia, a soldier, a wise guy, a good fella, a man of honor. That's a button. So one of the lower persons. A caffone. What's a caffone? That's a phony or embarrassment to himself and others. And another way of saying that is a gavone, which is the slang pronunciation, a gavone. So the number of gavones here in this syndicate, a capo, ranking member of a family who heads a crew of soldiers, a skipper. This is capo is short for capo di Cena. And let's see here. And then some other terms here. Kumari is a mafia mistress. So is Lisa Page a Kumari of Peter Strzok? The slang pronunciation of Kumari is a Gumata. So is Lisa a Gumata to Peter Strzok? then there's the commission, which is the bosses of the leading families. Then there's a compare, which is a crony or a close pal. A compare. Consigliere. The counselor in a crime family advises the boss and handles disputes within the ranks. There's the crew. Okay, they've got a crew. A Kugin, a tough young guy looking to be made. Let's see. An empty suit. Someone with nothing to offer who tries to hang around with mobsters. Empty suit. There's an enforcer. So was Samantha Power referring to John Brennan? Not a good idea to, what did she say? Not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. Let's see here. Friend of mine. Introduction of a third person who is not a member of the family, but who can be vouched for by a family member. Well, remember that lunch, that cocktail that Peter Strzok was setting up with Lisa Page with, what's his name? The FISA judge who accepted the guilty plea of Mike Flynn. Very corrupt. What's the name of that judge again? Is it Contreras? Judge Contreras? Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine, because that's what Peter Strzok says. He's a friend of mine. And he knows that I am in charge of all FBI intelligence. Woo. Then there's friend of ours, introduction of one maid member to another. This is some interesting terminology. It really applies. A Goomba, Sicilian slang for the Italian compare. The plural is Goombata. okay, let's see. I'll just take a couple more of these. Make a marriage. That's what Strzok and Page were doing with Contreras. Make a marriage to bring two parties together for family issues. There was just a fix, to put a fix in. Okay. Hitting the mattresses. What's hitting the mattresses? That's going to war. So that's what these people are saying. They're going to hit the mattresses here. That's what Eric Holder is saying. You want a knife fight? Let's do it. Here's one. You notice that Joe DeGeneva refers to, and I'm assuming he knows his Italian. Joe DeGeneva says, I know my a little Italian myself. I sang Italian opera, the most beautiful opera of all. A meat eater. What's a meat eater, ladies and gentlemen? That's a corrupt cop. And what did Joe DeGeneva call James Comey? The best known dirty cop in America. A meat eater. Omerta. Oh, Omerta. That's what has not been penetrated in all these decades. That's why we didn't know about this. Omerta, the code of silence, and one of the premier vows taken when being sworn into the family. Violation punishable by death. Omerta. Pinched means get arrested. Pop means to murder. A problem is a liability, somebody likely to be whacked. A rat. Ooh, a member who violates Omerta. Synonyms for a rat, squealer, canary, snitch, stool pigeon, yellow dog. Now, I refer to Rodney Rodenstein as a rat, but that's in our usage of the term rat, Rodney Rodenstein. A sit-down, that's a meeting with family administration to settle a dispute. A skipper is a capo. A stand-up guy, someone who refuses to rat out the family no matter the pressure. That's a stand-up guy. And let's see here. Take a walk, or walk-talk is to conduct a sensitive discussion while striding up and down the block to avoid being overheard and those pesky eavesdropping devices on those devices. And so a typical use for that would be, Sammy tells me you and him took a walk about a concrete plant in New Jersey. Gotti said that. That's a quote from him. So that's what Strzok and Page wanted to do with Contreras. They wanted to take a walk and do some walk talk with Contreras. And there you go. Those are kind of interesting terms. And certainly that it is a mafia. It is a mob. It is a gang. It is that has taken over the FBI. And can you imagine that, folks? The highest justice agency taken over by criminals. That's really extraordinary. And, of course, this crime syndicate much worse than any petty crime syndicate. A syndicate that deals in drugs or cars or cement or contracts. That's nothing. You know, as they say in New Jersey, it's nothing. That's nothing compared to something that's taken over your life, your world, your nation, your future, your freedoms, your constitution. This is a mob. This is a criminal syndicate that's how many, many, many times worse than any kind of regular criminal syndicate. Let's see here. Well, that was kind of interesting. Let me see what else I can go to here. Here's another Democrat freaking out. This time it's Senator Dick Durbin on Fox News Sunday today. Here's what Dick Durbin said. Another freak out from a member of this left-wing gang. He said President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, suggesting that special counsel Robert Mueller's probe should end in light of the ouster of FBI Director Andrew McCabe, was part of a pattern of desperate and reckless conduct to intimidate law enforcement. So again, this is like John Brennan's projection. Who's intimidating whom? This gang in charge of justice and FBI, these are the intimidators. But Durbin turns that around. He flips it on its head. Durbin said, if the president reaches out and stops this investigation, that is a constitutional crisis in this country. And then Durbin says he and his buddies have launched two bills in the House and the Senate to protect the special counsel. In other words, to prevent the president from exerting his constitutional authority to fire anybody in the executive branch, including Robert Mueller. We'll come right back to this. And more points. Hey, good chance to call in. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us change and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army, and God bless our liberty.
We're back, folks. And I just took a moment there. There's some hot news here. I believe this is hot news that I just was looking at during the break here. Remember, we mentioned Tommy Robinson, who's a hero in Britain, a hero of free speech of our people, of of our way of life, of our people. Tommy Robinson, a man of great courage, willing to go up against incredible intimidation. Talk about the same kind of courage that Donald Trump has. He's definitely at risk. Well, Tommy Robinson, folks out there, you may be more current on this than I am, but I believe today, Sunday, was the day that Tommy Robinson was going to attempt to speak in Hyde Park at Speaker's Corner, which is a hallowed tradition for our people of free speech right there. And I'm seeing this. I'm looking at it now. This is a YouTube that was loaded up just a few minutes ago. It's only got a few views. It just went up. And you can listen to it here. It looks like a mob scene. And it says, scuffles break out as Tommy Robinson speaks in London's Hyde Park. So here you go. You'll hear it. It's just going to be sound like a lot of noise here, kind of a kind of a riot. Police. It's hard to tell what's happening. Those are the Patriots right there. And so there are some British flags flying. You can hear the Patriots chanting. There's a yellow-vested sort of cordon of police around them, kind of between them, I think, and then other people. But Tommy Robinson said to us in a show we did this week that Speaker's Corner has become, in Hyde Park, has become basically a mosque where it's a no-go zone. White men and women not welcome in your own country, in your own capital, in the motherland of our country. The nation from which most of our institutions were born. From which a lot of us were born. And so Tommy Robinson, I'll report on this tomorrow's show for sure. I'll get Tommy Robinson's after report and, you know, what actually happened here. Let me go forward here. This is a short video. Let me see if something happens towards the end here.
Anybody comes in is going to get out of here.
It's Tommy Robinson. Looks like they're putting him in a police van. Fight back.
Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist and just an earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I'll tell you what, during the break, I was trying to sort out what has happened in London today. And Tommy Robinson, I see him, I think this is his own cell phone, which is uploading live when this took place. He got 15 minutes on his own cell phone of himself reading a speech. He got to read his speech. Of course, no one could hear a word because it's just mayhem of noise and protesting, probably a lot of them Islam supporters, surrounding his crowd of British patriots. But it looks like he did get a chance to read his speech. He had a strong support there, a large crowd with him. But then it appears he's loaded into a van at the end. This camera is with Tommy Robinson. And then you see who's ever holding the camera, which I think is Tommy Robinson, being taken into a van. I don't know if it's his van or a police van. It's hard to tell. And then the video ends. But here's his voice. You're not going to understand much of anything, but he's looking at his, he's got a speech written out and he's reading it. And you'll hear his voice, a little bit of it.
I assume you all love us a free speech because you have come to Speaker's Corner. You might not understand all the fuss happening today around this speech. Honestly, I don't understand it either. My name is Martin Selner. I am an Austrian patriot. And at the moment, I am sitting in a detention cell in Colnbrook Bypass.
Okay, I have to explain that. What the reason he's reading, Tommy Robinson doesn't usually read things, a speech. He's reading Martin Selner's speech that he intended to deliver in Britain when he tried to get into Britain. He's an Austrian patriot, and he tried to get into Britain. He was detained and put in prison for merely being somebody who wanted to speak freely in Britain. And so what Tommy Robinson said is, give me that speech. I will read that speech. He said, whether I agree with everything Martin Selner wanted to say or not, I am going to read his speech because I believe in Speaker's Corner. I believe in the principle underneath it, which is free speech, which is part of our white culture. It's part of who we are. It comes out of who we are. We do believe in these things. They're integral to who we are. So he said, I'm going to read this man's speech simply so that it will be heard, to defeat these forces of censorship of us, white people. Here he is.
Near Heathrow, my smartphone was taken and my girlfriend Brittany was separated from me. I currently don't know where she is. We will be deported on Sunday. 5 minutes ago, they unlocked our cells and my fellow inmates are gathering in the prison wing. They are mostly illegals and Eastern European criminals. What brought me into this situation? What was my crime? My crime was that I wanted to be here with you. To Speaker's Corner. But let's start at the beginning. I was invited by UKIP to present my movement at an event last autumn. I represent Generation Identity, a patriotic European youth movement that is raising awareness for mass immigration and Islamisation. Far left people call us right wing. People who want to shut down free speech call us fascist. And folks who hate their own culture call us racist. In reality, we're a group of young patriots fed up with the system, the mainstream press, and the lying politicians. We use peaceful activism to make our voices heard. And contrary to our friends on the radical left, who are probably swarming you right now, we never wear masks. From Paris to Rome, from Vienna to London, we fight peacefully, but without compromise, for our freedom, our homeland, and our identity. This is what I wanted to speak about in autumn, but the conference was cancelled due to threats from the radical left. The venue would not take the risk, so they rescheduled it for March, this time keeping the venue secret. But again, the terror of the left prevailed and the venue dropped out. But this time I did not want them to win. It was about principles, and also our flights were booked. My last refuge was Speaker's Corner. I remembered my mother telling me about that special place when I was a child. It seemed almost magical to me. A place where everyone, without admission, could just stand on a box and start to speak to those who wanted to listen. I've always loved this tradition of Speaker's Corner, which seemed very British to me. But I have come only to see that this tradition, the tradition of freedom of speech in the UK, is dead. I should be speaking in a neat, warm conference room right now. And you should be sitting comfortable chairs. Instead, I'm in my cell and you're on the streets in a standoff with the enemies of freedom of speech. This is very telling. Today, there is a war going on. It's a war for our freedom of speech. This war is being sought on the streets by you. Days of your childhood, I ask you, and I know that the force is still in you. With your Brexit vote, you stunned the world. The will for the life of the British nation is not broken. Initially, I asked if freedom of speech is dead in the UK. You, every one of you who came today, is a living sign that the traditions of the UK are not dead. You are the lively tradition of your nation, saving its face before history. People of the UK, remember who you are. Remember your glorious past. You are the sons and daughters of knights, of kings, of explorers, philosophers and artists. Who is the sovereign in this country? It's you, the people. You, the silent and invisible majority who said no during Brexit. You can say no again. No to Islamisation. No to mass immigration. Yes! For our cause. If they did, if you are hearing them now, I tell you, go further on that winning streak. Don't be afraid, because we have an ally that is unbeatable. We have the truth. The battle, our battle for freedom of speech, has just begun. And Speaker's Corner. And Speaker's Corner will become a symbolic place in that struggle. When you go home, I know I want you to bring the spirit of Speaker's Corner with you. Every single person who raised his hand, because he could not relate to that moment. A female journalist from America arrested and detained for 3 days because she was coming to do an interview. We arrested Lauren Southern at the border, who has been banned from the UK because of her Islamic beliefs against Islam. We've seen Lutz Bachmann arrested this and deported. And Martin Selner was arrested, whose speech I just delivered. I haven't come here today to speak about my politics. Today has to be about the right to free. Right now, these scenes are being filmed across the world live. The last week's actions by our Home Office have relit the fire and the fight for the British.
Okay, now it's getting confusing, but you actually got to hear. That was wonderful. That was Tommy Robinson, which is it's a pseudonym that he adopted, Tommy Robinson. But he's everyone knows his actual name, but that's like a movement name that he has. Tommy Robinson. You got to hear his speech. Very eloquent. Martin Selner wrote part of that. Very eloquent on his part. And you saw the reference to Lauren Southern. We covered Lauren Southern. We played a little of her on the show earlier. That she was stopped at Calais, never even got into England. They stopped her at a boarding point in Calais. And Tommy Robinson came across the channel to do an interview with her that we heard on a couple of days ago here on this show. So that's an exciting thing happening today in Britain. Notice the reference to Brexit by Martin Selner, the Austrian, noting the importance of that. And really, you know, this whole thing is all happening all at once. It's us, the Patriots, saying no to the bastards who took over our countries. And President Trump said, the sleepy-eyed sons of bitches like Chuck Todd. So I'm just quoting the news there, folks. It's just the news. Got to quote what was said. And so, my gosh, that's pretty exciting. I just found that during the break here as in our show. So there's a chance here for you to get in if you want to get in at 800-313-9443. I'll resume the audio here, but I think it's going to get very confusing at this point because for some reason people are shoving and pushing. And let's see what happens to Tommy Robinson. We actually got to hear what he had to say. Let's see what happens to him now.
Oh, mate.
You're a legend, Tommy.
I hope you heard the speech.
Go on, son.
Because
you're a legend. Go on, Tommy.
Come on.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on. Everybody's smiling. Tommy Robinson, he said, I hope you heard the speech. And there, you can hear his team yelling, clear a path, clear a path. So there's a circle or a crowd of people like Spartans around him, like a scrum in rugby around him. And they're protecting Tommy Robinson and trying to get him out of the park. Let's see how this goes. We're looking right at his face. He's smiling.
Wait.
Are you ready?
Get him off the right,
Jake. Right, you saw me.
Things you have to do for free speech, eh, Tommy?
I think we're watching this on Tommy Robinson's own cell phone, and it's being broadcast around the world live at the time this was done earlier today.
Martin, I hope you heard the speech. You don't know where Caelan and that are with the...
What are you going to do for free speech in this country now?
This is an amazing thing. Look what Tommy Robinson is doing. Look how pioneering this is. He's holding his own cell phone, which is probably no fancier than the one you have in your pocket. And he's broadcasting live to the world, holding his own cell phone on himself, which provides a lot of protection. Think about that. He has around him, if you ever watched a rugby game where all the guys put their arms around each other and they form a giant turtle trying to push through the other side and also protect the football, which in this case is Tommy Robinson. So here it goes. I know it's kind of inaudible for you, but let's see if something happens here. I think they're trying to make their way somewhere with Tommy Robinson. Hopefully it's to his own van. I don't think it's to a police van. I think he gets into his own van. Let's listen.
Cheers, bub. They didn't stop it, did they?
You just heard him say, they didn't stop it, did they? He's a very happy patriot right now. They didn't stop it, did they?
Go on, Tommy. Well, the speaker's corner is alive.
He just said the speaker's corner is alive. And this, folks, this is really important around the whole white world. That speaker's corner in Hyde Park, it is a hallowed tradition. It does represent, and what Tommy Robinson said earlier, Martin Selner wrote it, an Austrian, interestingly enough, who understands this. At the Magna Carta, that was just one instance of this in 1215, your ancestors, folks, they secured the fact that you are the sovereign in your country. You're not ruled over by anybody.
And I don't think
free speech lives on. Free speech lives on.
I know, man.
Now he's being escorted out. He's like the football in a scrum. I mean, they're packed in shoulder to shoulder. There's this turtle of men is moving forward, obviously having to be pushing.
Oh, mate. Right, let's just get out of the park.
I'm a big bro.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's with us. Yeah, you are, mate.
Well done, Tommy Robinson.
All this just for free speech. All what you've got to deal with.
Yes.
What for you, Tom?
Well,
stop pushing.
Just hold it back a bit. There you go. Make a bit of a mess. Yeah, you're right. Jesus, man. You all right, mate?
Watch him.
Sorry, man. Say hello.
All right, Dad. I've got him. Don't worry.
This break. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Blackbird in the barn, 400 empty acres that used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did, my grandpa cleared this land. When I was five, I walked the fence while grandpa held my hand.
Here we go. We're back, folks, with just a little short while to go. I've got Tommy Robinson, not live, but here he is. After the event, it was a success. That wasn't a police van. It was his own police van. And listen to Tommy Robinson tell you how it went today. By the way, the video I'm looking at has already had 67,000 views. It's already got 1,600 comments. It's going viral. Listen to Tommy Robinson sitting down in a quiet spot right after the event.
Speak up.
I'm tired. That was, that's a victory. Today's a victory. And what I'd like to start off by saying is a massive thank you. A thank you to every single person. Some people travel from out of England to come there today. Some people, I've been speaking to people all week who have been traveling. So I want to say a personal thank you, because whatever I'm saying and whatever I was doing and the fight for free speech wouldn't have happened if I'd have walked in there on my own. It wouldn't have had the same effect. So to the thousands of people who turned out today, a personal thank you from me to you. And a thank you to every single one of you who watched it live. If you've shared this video, then a thank you as well. Because we can have all the intentions in the world of what we want to do and how we want to do it without people's support. It will never happen. So everyone played their part. I didn't expect to be able to get into Speaker's Corner. I really didn't expect it to be able to get in. I had a group of lads around me to keep me protected in case anyone, it's an opportunity like that, someone could take the opportunity to try and make a name for themselves. So, yeah. From the minute we got there, from the minute we left the hotel when we arrived at the park, just mayhem, actually. I was going to try and figure out how to explain it. It was just mayhem. It was mayhem to see so many people electrified as well. To see the people screaming. You know, it was a good feeling. It was an immense feeling. And the fact that, again, as I said in my speech, to the Home Office officials, to the people who made the decision to imprison a young girl from America for 3 days and then deport her, to put their lives in danger and stick them in prison to attempt to curtail free speech. Watch the videos today, understand what happened today, and understand you failed. And the more you do make decisions like this, the more you'll fail. You have just electrified people's spirit and fight for our history as a nation for free speech. You've done it through your decisions. So your attempt, when you attempt to take something from people, even if they didn't realize they had it, they want to fight for it. That's what you've done.
Well, this is eloquent, folks. I hate to cut into what he just said. You've electrified the people. When you attempt to take something away from people, even if they don't realize they had it, you fire them up. Very eloquent by Tommy. I would love to get Tommy Robinson at our American Freedom Party event in Nashville. I might endeavor to do that, to get him to fly over and speak at our event in Nashville. But that's a great moment with which to close. That was live today. It's going viral. Phenomenal. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.